Welcome to the Reiki Show, hosted by Reiki authors Bronwyn and Fran Steiner, founders of the International House of Reiki. Find out more at www.reiki.net.au.
Hi, my name is Bronwyn.
And my name is Franz.
And today we have with us Patricia Sheehan. Patricia is the Public Relations Officer for the Reiki Federation Ireland. Welcome, Patricia.
Thank you very much.
I guess what we'd all first like to know is, what was the motivation behind beginning the Federation?
Well, in 2002, it was two people, particularly in Ireland, decided that we needed an association in Ireland where it would allowed all lineages to be a part of this association. So that basically they just sent out letters to anybody they knew in Ireland, and about 80 people turned up to a meeting, which was actually wonderful. And we all then looked at what we felt we wanted to do as an association and move forward within Ireland, just to create, it was a strong, clear voice for Reiki in Ireland, and to let people know what was happening in Reiki. And from that, a group of about 10 people got together and worked for a year, establishing a code of ethics and establishing the Reiki Federation of Ireland. So it was from that meeting that we started. Basically, one of the main reasons was to have a strong, clear voice, and the other was to have training standards defined and code of ethics defined. So that was where we started from.
Great. And does the association feel needs these standards?
Well, because complementary therapy is being used quite widely here in Ireland, we want to establish credibility as a group that we can have an impact on an integrated healthcare system here in Ireland. And the way forward for that was to establish what Reiki is, how people can use it, and the standards of training that people participate in order to practice it professionally. So that was the main reason. Also, the alongside, I think it was 1998, FICTA, which was the Federation of Complementary Therapy Associations, was started by one lady, where she was lobbying the government to indicate that this is a large group of associations in all complementary therapies that are available to the healthcare system. And that was starting up as well. So one of our main objectives when we started up was to actually become a member of this body, because this is the body who discusses health from a complementary perspective with the government. And within the first year, we became a member of this, which was great credit to the work that we had put in, because you had to have certain standards before you could become part of FICTA. So we have a direct line through FICTA with the government on healthcare policies. And that has really helped Reiki to get into hospitals, to nursing homes. Now, still officially, the structure isn't coming from the top down. Reiki is in a lot of these establishments, but our main objective is to actually have it built in from the governmental level down, that it's available. So that we're in progress with that all the time, and it's growing every day. And I suppose credibility is what we're getting now with Reiki, because we are a professional body. So people who join the Reiki Federation they can actually say that they're members of the Reiki Federation, and it's easier for them then to bring Reiki to establishments like schools and hospitals and hospices and business organisations, because what the general public want is they want to know that who they're working with have a certain standard and can do what they said they're going to do. So that was the main thing. That there's quite a lot of benefits for people being a part of the Reiki Federation Ireland. Okay, that's from a professional point of view. Some people say, well, we don't want to work in the hospital. We want to work from our home, as a lot of people would do. And what Reiki Federation provides is a great social network for people to be a part of, because we have newsletters to say what's going on in Ireland. We also have Reiki benefits, so people can get reductions at other workshops, and we also have social gatherings where people can meet with each other to say how Reiki is working for themselves. And even next February, we have a special weekend, one to discuss Reiki Level 2 standards. We have already discussed Reiki Level 1 with our members. And then the second day is the first conference we're having in Ireland with respect to Reiki Touching Lives, where we're going to invite Reiki members, Reiki Federation members, plus non-Reiki Reiki members, plus the health people from the healthcare system and people from the general public to open up how Reiki can influence and touch our lives. And we're having a meeting tonight on that to establish and see where that's going to go and how that's going to organise. So all of those, there are benefits for people to be a part of the Reiki Federation, as well as our committee members are actively promoting the Federation and Reiki. And there's 7 people on the committee, and each of us has a defined role. And we're all the time out there promoting Reiki and the Reiki Federation. So our members have the benefit of being promoted through us. So there are some of the things people get out of being a member of the Reiki Federation. And it's more, we ask people even after Reiki 1 to actually become a member, because it's the vision and the energy we're holding around how we can manage our health. And there's a lot of people in Ireland here spending a lot of money on complementary health, and it is the way forward to, and that when Reiki Level 1 people even just commit to be a part of that, they're holding the energy and the vision for having a healthcare system that is balanced with traditional and complementary working side by side. We really get that energy kind of moves us forward to have that available for everybody in our lives, because we all know personally how it has worked for ourselves, and just to get that out to a wider group. The health profession are beginning to, I kind of see that a lot of people are using complementary therapy, including Reiki. There was one doctor in the Midlands. Now, you expect a lot of things in Dublin being the main city, but in the Midlands, he just did a survey of the people that came to him, and what he found out, 53% of the people, of his patients, were using complementary therapy, unknown to himself. So he was quite surprised at the amount of people, and this is in a rural place in Ireland, where they're all using complementary therapy. And his main point was really just communication, that within the medical profession, that the medical profession ask their patients who's using what, and that there's communication also between the complementary section and the medical profession. So things are moving forward, and we're really at the head of that, where we're promoting Reiki.
And to create these standards so that Reiki people, or the practice of Reiki, does get this credibility that you spoke about, how have you gone about creating these standards? What sort of standards have you set in place?
Well, we very much, when we started off, worked with Canada and UK, and we also probably looked at Australia websites and stuff. So we actually got a sense of what's happening across the globe, because I get that every association is doing this right now. And we particularly have had even telecom phone conversations with the UK Federation and the Australian Federation. So the standard that we started off with, looking what the globe was doing, but also looking at what was the common standard here in Ireland, and look, and then within the group, looking at what we felt was the minimum standard required for Reiki Level 1, Reiki Level 2, and Reiki Level 3, and the practitioner level. So a lot of discussion, and it's still ongoing, because even as the committee would discuss, and then we'd look at what, say, UK and what Canada was doing in Australia, we then go back to our members and discuss the standards. But they're basic, like what is in a Reiki 1 workshop, but it's just documenting what people go through at each level. And so that's how we started with the standards of training. But we also looked at, say, a mission statement, why we actually got together. And our mission is to foster and nurture the understanding and the practice of Reiki as a healing art. And that is the mission of Reiki Federation Ireland. And then we looked at our purpose. What is the purpose? And as I said, our purpose is to create a strong, clear voice and professional standards and good practice in Reiki, and recognizing anybody who participates, who is a qualified practitioner or teacher. And then we have aims and objectives, and we go through that in code of ethics and working with children and all of that. So basically, basic, I suppose, code of ethics and standards of, for working with people. That's what we came up with there.
Yeah, so you have standards for practitioners and you have standards for teachers.
We are in the progress of doing all of those. We have standards for Reiki Level 1, we have standards for Reiki Level 2, and we have proposed standards. Nothing is tied down yet. And there's also a lot of feedback coming through the FICTA group, which is the lobby group of the government, and through HETAC and FITAC, which are educational bodies. And they're coming back with, and we're looking at what they are looking for. But we really are, as a body, Reiki is simply, it's a simple art, it's a simple healing energy, and to keep the simplicity of what it is.
Yes.
And that we would self-regulate, this is our request, that we will self-regulate as a body and propose this through to the government, rather than not having standards and then standards being imposed on us by people who may not know what it is really about. Because some other therapies may need longer learning, like than what Reiki needs, but we're self-regulating. So all of these standards are, we're all the time looking at, nothing has been officially, you know, stamped or sealed off at this stage. And we are very aware of the communication we need from our own community here, because it's their standards, it's our standards.
How are you going about developing that communication between the Reiki community and the Federation?
Yeah, that is a great question, because we initially started with just having special EGM meetings where we had circulated the standards, and then we say, okay, we'd like to discuss and have feedback. But we actually get that probably isn't even enough. And I was just looking at the UK, and they have road shows, and they go off around the country and they go into places, maybe go into centres and talk about it and get feedback. And they also have an internet system for feedback. So they're a little bit more down the line than we are. So I get our communication. There's something we can learn from how the Reiki Federation in UK have done that. Mm. So at the moment, the way we have done it is we send out the standards and we say, we're going to discuss these on such and such a day. Please come along and give us your comments on that. That's something we have said we need to do a lot more of, to really satisfy that the standards are what the Reiki community here in Ireland want.
Yeah, I think every organisation that is trying to do what you're doing has the same issue. And it is great that we can all learn from one another.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, how is it that you ensure that someone is actually a Reiki practitioner?
This, at the moment, we request anybody who wants to be put on our practitioner listing to supply us with their certificates. And we base it totally on the receipt of their certificates, as UK does and as Canada, because I've had this discussion with UK, because I guess the government bodies want us to accredit or say, yes, we are standing over the practice of this practitioner. Which we currently are not doing, but we are saying they're a member, and we get them to sign the constitution with their application form, actually requests that they sign, saying that they have read and they will abide by the constitution. But we don't have anybody checking that, and if we just get into, I don't know what will happen there. It's not something. I've come from the traditional medicine centre, and that's what something that would be very much within that remit, that somebody approves somebody else. At the moment, we do not do that, and my discussions with UK, they don't do that. And it is something that we feel that if we were to ever go down that road, I don't know how we'd actually manage that, because you would have, okay, you'd have to have a group of people who were non-biased and also have standards, and how are we going to say who does what, and maybe go to people's houses and see how they practice. So that opens up something quite different. So at the moment, we put people on our practitioner listing based on the receipt of their certificates, and we also have a disclaimer on our practitioner listing, basically saying that you must assess the practitioner, and we are currently doing a flyer for the general public, and these are the sort of questions you would ask to work with a practitioner.
Yeah.
So that we are not approving or accrediting practitioners, but we would advise the public as the sort of questions and what you can expect to receive at a session. And that, I think, is going to kind of support the general public to be informed of the standards that we expect our practitioners to follow. And also, our practitioners are now being informed. So it's kind of training and development to say, okay, this is how we need to develop ourselves as well, and to keep up with what's going on around the world as well. So that's how we do it at the moment.
Patricia, can you tell us a little bit about your own journey into Reiki before we finish?
Yeah, okay. Well, I've been doing Reiki for eight years, and what got me into Reiki was I'm a chemist, and I was worked for 20 years in a pharmaceutical company, and I went back to work with three kids, totally stressed out, and I said, I needed something for myself. And that's how I started. I also had my youngest child screamed for hours, and but another reason I started was to work with him. And I'd been to homeopaths, and I'd been to doctors and nurses, and 15 months he was still screaming. And after my 2 weeks, after I did my Reiki Level 1 working with him, he got a lot of relief from it. And he had a lot of stuff going on inside the stomach and spasms and stuff, which helped. So it was really from a stress. I was totally stressed out, and I was using it as a self-practice just for myself. And then in the last 4 years, I just felt something I wanted to actually spend my time to. So now I do it full time, and I left the company 4 years ago, and I had a vision of having Reiki. It's just made me have a vision. I had a vision of Reiki being in schools, in business organizations, and right across the board. And then within a month of leaving the company, the Reiki Federation, I joined that because I got involved in setting that up. And I'm teaching Reiki to transition year students, which is 15 and 16 year old boys and girls in the local schools, which they have their Reiki class for an hour and a quarter every week over 20 week. It's about 20 hours of Reiki they have, which is quite a lot of Reiki.
Yeah.
And then it was wonderful to get into schools. It was just absolutely fantastic. And the way I got into schools is more talking about the benefits of Reiki, because sometimes if you talk about what Reiki is to people who don't know what it's about, they kind of say, oh, how would we use that? But they love it, and I have 30 children. I didn't ask for 30. I was looking for 12 or 14, but 30 children, of which about 20 of them are boys. These are 15 and 16-year-olds, and 10 girls, and have one group from September to Christmas, and the other group from Christmas to May. And I guess it's making a real difference there. It's in the school now 3 years, and they're getting a lot of feedback from it. And then I'm now working at getting Reiki into business organisations, more from a lifestyle point of view, because I want to work more during the week than the weekends, and all my workshops are the weekends, and I have three kids that I want to be around. So I said, no, maybe I need to work with business people who will do it during the week. So that's my plan now. So just, I've grown so much with it. Initially, for me to be practicing and having weekend workshops was really fantastic, and I still love that. But I just want to look at my life balance now, and I'm just looking at how I can work my Reiki into that. So it's the best move I ever made, even though I never thought I'd be doing this.
Fantastic. Yeah, thank you for that story.
I'd just like to know as well, if you could tell us a little bit about Reiki in Ireland. So is it an accepted form of healing?
It is. Over the last couple of years, everybody now has, I guess, would have heard of Reiki. Like 5 or 6 years ago, a lot of people didn't hear of Reiki. But it is becoming very acceptable because people are looking for something. And I've had a lot of people who've come not knowing what it was about, being quite skeptical, but their wife or their sister or somebody says, "I come and try this." And then they're getting results with it. So people are leaving their heads behind them, and then they're experiencing it and they're getting results. So I get there is an openness now to Reiki that wasn't there before 5 or 6 years ago. And I really get that. And you'll go, even today I've got somebody recommended from the local maternity hospital says, listen, Reiki is one thing I'd recommend. And when she rang, she didn't even ask questions about it. She was recommended from the hospital to actually come for Reiki. And she had no questions about it. So there's a lot of, it's in a lot of maternity hospitals, there's a lot of nurses who personally are doing it, a lot of teachers are doing it, so it's actually getting out there. So it is acceptable. Now, there are some parts of that wouldn't accept it, which always is the case, but there's a lot of people that do.
Fantastic. Well, thank you, Patricia. It's been really interesting, and I'm sure everyone's really enjoyed listening to how the Federation works and where it's going and what your plans are for the future. And self-regulation sounds fantastic.